the Czech presidential fanfare. We've heard plenty in recent weeks from the two candidates in this year's presidential elections. But what about their predecessors? The Czech Republic and previously Czechoslovakia have had 10 presidents since 1918, when Czechoslovakia was founded. And over the next few minutes, we're going to hear some of them through Czech radio's archives. Let's start with the recent past and with Václav Havel, who was swept to power at the end of 1989, just months after serving time in a communist jail, and left office in 2003. Mr. Havel does not much relish having to speak English, and he always fills his English speeches with phonetic notes, just in case he gets stuck. Here he is at the Prague NATO summit in 2002, talking of the symbolism of former communist countries joining NATO and the European Union.
The last surviving remnant of the Iron Curtain, that strange psychological wall that used to separate the old democracies from the post-communist ones, is finally breaking down. If the whole of Europe is uniting itself in the name of shared values, it also signifies that Europe is once and for all discarding all the dark features that have accompanied its history to date.
Probably Mr. Havel's most famous speech as president dates back to New Year 1990, just 2 days after he had been elected president of Czechoslovakia, and just 7 weeks after the fall of the Berlin Wall. This was a time of euphoria, but his speech started with a sober warning of tough times ahead.
40 let jste v tento den slyšeli z úst mých předchůdců v různých obměnách.
For 40 years you heard from my predecessors on this day different variations on the same theme. How our country was flourishing, how many million tons of steel we produced, how happy we all were, how we trusted our government, and what bright perspectives were unfolding in front of us. I assume you did not propose me for this office so that I, too, would lie to you. Our country is not flourishing.
So now let's hear a few words of what Mr. Havel's communist predecessor, Gustav Husák, was saying exactly 1 year earlier.
Z celého srdce zdravíme bratský sovětský lid, národy dalších socialistických krajin.
With my whole heart, I send a greeting to our brothers in the Soviet Union, to the nations of other socialist countries, and all Czechoslovakia's friends around the world. I wish you health, happiness and contentment and success in your work, so that our homelands, the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic, may continue to flourish.
Československá socialistická republika.
One of the best-remembered New Year's speeches was given in the 1950s by Czechoslovakia's second communist president, Antonín Zápotocký, when he offered a rather unusual Christmas greeting in the spirit of the revolution.
Ježíšek vyrostl, zestaral, narostly mu vousy a stává se z něho děda mráz.
He starts by telling listeners that the infant Jesus, who in Czech tradition brings the Christmas presents, has now grown up into his Russian, secular and bearded equivalent, Grandfather Frost. In poetic terms, he then goes on to describe how Grandfather Frost's path is lit not just by one star, as in Bethlehem, but by a whole plethora of red stars shining above our mines, steelworks, factories and building sites.
A na cestu mu září také hvězdy, nejen jediná betlémská, celá řada rudých hvězd na našich šachtách, hutích, továrnách a stavbách.
The first of the communist presidents was the hardline Stalinist Klement Gottwald, who shattered post-war Czechoslovakia's fragile democracy with a political coup in February 1948. The then president, Edvard Beneš, was bullied into accepting a communist-led government.
Právě se vracím na radu.
Klement Gottwald's words, "I have just returned from the castle," uttered to an excited crowd on Prague's Old Town Square after his meeting with Beneš, are engraved into the collective Czech memory. I can inform you, he went on, that the President accepted all my proposals just as I had laid them down. It comes as little surprise that 4 months later, Gottwald himself was ensconced in Prague Castle. In June 1948, President Beneš resigned, unwilling to be a puppet at the hands of the new regime. Edvard Beneš had had a troubled presidential career, serving from 1935 to 1938, then as president in exile in London during World War II, and finally in the 3 years after the war. Beneš had been one of the founding fathers of Czechoslovakia, but he is also remembered as a president who failed to save the country from Hitler's greed in 1938, and as we have just heard, from the post-war ambitions of the Soviet Union to draw Czechoslovakia firmly under its wing. To be fair on Beneš, he could not have lived at a more difficult time, as he himself was only too aware. Here is an extract from a speech he gave in April 1938, drawing attention to Czechoslovakia's fragile position in Europe.
Ever since the Great War, we have been experiencing one of the greatest political, social, economic and cultural revolutions which has ever taken place in the history of our continent. Will this process and development, which is characterized by tension in international politics and social revolution in internal politics, terminate in a vast new European or world war? All Europe is asking that question today. I am not blind to the seriousness of the situation. I do not want to calm you vainly and short-sightedly, nor do I desire to diffuse official optimism. A very responsible statesman and politician today cannot but realize the gravity of the situation and guide and prepare his state accordingly.
President Edvard Beneš in 1938. The first Czechoslovak president was Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. He was the leading moral authority of the first Czechoslovak Republic, and it was to a great extent thanks to his influence that Czechoslovakia emerged from the ashes of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Masaryk had spent much of the First World War in exile in Britain and the United States. He came to admire both countries, and in particular their democratic traditions, which he tried to export to Czechoslovakia. Here he is talking about his time in Britain in a talk to mark the 10th birthday of the BBC in November 1932.
I have accepted the invitation to say a few words to the English public. I am thus given an opportunity of returning in thought to the country whose political and social life attracted me long before the Great War, a country from whose philosophy, literature, arts and political life I have so often derived enjoyment and benefit. In England, I found many true friends, and above all, a lively appreciation and genuinely moral and political help for my country in her struggle for freedom.
Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, speaking nearly 80 years ago and remembering his time in London during World War I. Today we can be grateful that we live in less troubled times.
David Vaughan there, bringing us to the end of this special programme today on Radio Prague. But tune in to our later broadcast for developments on the presidential election.